World Beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
A cheery wave from World Beat Canada. In case I accidentally spit into the microphone, I don't want to be blamed for you coming down with something. In the face of a global pandemic, signing may very well be the safest form of greeting. Even those of us who aren't adept at sign language have amassed a considerable vocabulary of gestures. Think about it as I point to my temple. There is the forefinger touching the tip of the thumb, making a circle that indicates everything is okay. Winston Churchill gave us the V for victory, later absconded by some filthy hippies, as a way to sign peace. The late Leonard Nimoy stole the Vulcan salute from a Jewish blessing. But not all signs are friendly, and the most notorious of them all is the finger. So who came up with that singular insult? Here's the history, which takes us way back to just before the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. Smelling victory in the air, the French proposed to cut off the middle finger of captured English soldiers, which would render them incapable of drawing their infamous longbows. Those very same bows were made from the yew tree. Drawing a longbow was known as plucking the yew. As it turns out, the French were tray overconfident, and they were mowed down by those very same English archers, who then mocked the defeated French by waving their middle fingers, saying, "See, we can still pluck you." Now, according to the story, which, by the way, can't be verified, pluck you was kind of hard to say, so the English went with an F instead of the PL. And voila, the time-honored one-finger salute and its traditional salutation were born. Oh, and because the arrows used pheasant feathers for their tails, the gesture became known as giving the bird. And that, my friend, is a pretty plucking cool story, even if it's not true. I'm Cal Coat. Brand new music to start from a place we seldom hear anything. Trad Attack are an Estonian trio with a new album called Make Your Move. Here's a witch's spell on a boiling cauldron called Pass Pass. Too cool to pass up on World Beat Canada Radio.
Pass, 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 pass podré olvidar. Si más nunca lo podré besar. No quiero ser tu amigo. Mira, las paredes no querrán hablar. Tu secreto hasta mi tumba irá. No quiero ser tu amigo.
Polyester goodness. That is Chio, Juan Luis Pardo from Venezuela, and formerly of Los Amigos Invisibles, and No Quiero Ser Tu Amigo, I Don't Want to Be Your Friend. Let's just wave and call it a day. Trad Attack before that, from their new album Make Your Move, an Estonian trio, and Pats Pats. This is a really cool album, and they do really twisted things with traditional music. We'll be playing more of it in the days and weeks to come. This is Zaki Ibrahim from Toronto. She spent a long time, a couple of years, analog producing an album called The Secret Life of Planets. This is Do the Thing Right from World Beat Canada.
And you know what you need to do. Believe. quicken up their pace. And get it, we call different gravies. Let it down, bro, let's go. But our love is made to generate fresh. As it has been for days, and it's best that I lead the way and suggest. But it's not for me to say that we hit. Don't be afraid that we step. Can't go back that way, cause we left. Can't go back again, regret. It's like an albatross in your neck. Why calculate the loss of respect? Now get in the pillowcase and let's jet, babe. You have not seen nothing yet. You're supposed to feel the pain in your chest. You're supposed to walk through the rain and the temper. Supposed to know the strain and the stress. You know where you come from, let's go where we get. But our love is made to generate love.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
May the luck of the Irish be with you over the next few days as we head into St. Paddy's Day. Dirtwire are returning for the Showdown Tour. This is to the Rickshaw Theater. Opening for them are Subscura and Erica D. That's Wednesday, March the 15th. On the big day, March the 17th, enjoy some West Coast Celtic just south of the border from us in Bellevue, Washington, 155 108th Avenue, Northeast Street. That is the Tiller's Folly, who will be at Bake's Place Bar and Bistro. And if you just don't want the party to end, Sunday, March the 29th, you can enjoy an evening of traditional Cape Breton fiddling with none other than Ashley McIsaac. Joining him will be Quinn Bashand, and that's upstairs in the lounge at Oak Bay Recreation Center, 1975 B Street in Victoria. And you can enjoy an evening of classy big band music with Pink Martini as your favorite cocktail. They're coming to Vancouver to the Orpheum Theater in all its splendor, and that's April the 13th. Van City's fuel-injected instro funk machine, Camaro 67, are back with another album called Still Burning. From that disc, they present this musical dilemma. Afro-Cubano? Maybe. Camaro 67 is on deck. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
This is Camaro 67, and this is the beat in your own backyard. World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
long as I am living, I will always see us through. With every note that I sing, every lyric I breathe, it keeps me believing that what we have is healing. Nothing will ever compromise, 'cause we will always overcome. Perfectly play your part from the strum of my child, caress of my hand. Nothing can deny Jah's plan. Like the hit from the head and the beat from my heart.
Everything will play a perfect part.
From the strum of the child and caress from my hand.
It's 5:55 somewhere, like maybe in Hawaii. That is Siaosi and Perfect Melody, a Hawaiian soul and reggae singer. Something to go along with your friend's vacation posts. Don't we all love those? And that is from an EP called 5:55. If you had your heart set on the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, well, Hollywood doesn't want you to press your luck either, so they have delayed the screening of the new movie indefinitely, which is, of course, costing the studio gazillions of dollars, and it keeps us from seeing Daniel Craig in another starring role as the man with the number 007. Here is Fanfare Ciccarolia and Boban Markovic Orchestra, two of the best brass bands from the Balkans, with the James Bond theme. Your touch of the familiar on World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
In the Eastern European version, Bond, of course, is driving a Lada. We have music from Idan Rahel, or Idan Rahel, if you prefer, and Bombino next on World Beat Canada. Glad you could join us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coat.
Hello, this is Idan Rahel. The world moves to the beat of many different drums at World Beat Canada Radio.
बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना ना बताती तू पीछा ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना भूल मेरी जान तू ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना बताती तू पीछा ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना तक दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना
Na 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 na
बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना बताती तू पीछा ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना बताती तू पीछा ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना तक दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना
out quite recently. It was really good. It's called Yesterday, and it was about a South Asian man who inherits the only memory, the only recollection of Beatles songs, and he goes on to play them. And of course, they're hits like they always were by the Fab Four themselves. And we just heard from Kailash Kerr and Kaila. He was heavily influenced by the Beatles as well. One of India's biggest pop stars. And that's from his very first North American release. And Idan Rahel before that with Ima Diwanin featuring the Tuareg guitarist Bombino. Speaking of Beatles' influence, it sure wasn't lost on a lot of the J-poppers from Japan. The original duo Puffy Ami Yumi bring us Planet Tokyo from World Beat Canada.
Hi, this is Kailash Kher, and you have discovered the beat of the world on World Beat Canada Radio.
Come hit your ride.
Greek-based guitarist Roberto Lopez from a brand new album called Kaleidos Tropica. That was Por la Calle, or For the Street. Puffy AmiYumi brought us The Streets of Planet Tokyo before that. Still, a lot more great music coming your way. Another debut is right around the corner for International Women's Month from Amadetita and Sandra Echeverria. This is cool. It's next. I'm Cal Cook.
Take
My Guilty Pleasure is Your Palate Cleanser. That is Not a Surf. Recorded in Wales, their 9th album, the first in 4 years, Never Not Together. And that was Ride in the Unknown, which is kind of what we like to do here at World Beat Canada. Amadetita and Sandra Echeverria before that with a song which was dedicated for International Women's Month. The title translates to, loosely, I've Been Let Go from Better Hearts, a gentle jab from those two ladies. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Our homepage is worldbeatcanada.com. You'll also find it listed under worldbeatinternational.com. Regardless, you'll find a whole bunch of resources there for the globally inclined or curious. Like our album cover of the week, or our Mixcloud streams, which are timestamped for your convenience. Check us out on Facebook under World Beat Canada and Celt in a Twist. As always, thanks for your patronage, and thank you to our subscribing stations for getting the word out over the airwaves. We're going out on another debut from a new discovery called Fuel Fandango, a Spanish duo formed by Nita and Ale Acosta. And we're going to hear Desperatare from the album Origen. But our last word goes to the Lord of the Rings himself, J.R.R. Tolkien, who said, "The wide world is all about you. You can fence yourself in, but you cannot forever fence it out."
Communications.